Now, behold, the Lord has put me in my life, just as he said, these 45 years. This is the time that the Lord spoke to you. Glory to you. So now give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke on that day, for you heard on that day how the Anakim were there with great fortified cities. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall drive them out, just as the Lord said. Therefore, Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Now the name of Hebron formerly was Kiriath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim, and the land had rest from war.
If you like the Anakites, it's the very last land before they conquer Canaan. And the giants live there. The 12 spies went and they saw these giants, and 10 of them were afraid. And they saw these giants and they realized that they could not defeat them. That's why they reported of their disbelief. And they said that the city is large and it's very strong. It's built strong. And if you look at it from physical perspective, it's very, very difficult to conquer. But these 10 spies have lost hold of the promise. They're not looking at the Canaan with the eyes of the covenant. And you'll be deceived if you do not look at the environment with the covenant that God has promised you. And you'll be deceived by the incidents and the environments that you see. Even if you have faith, if it has no covenant, then rightfully you'll be scared and fearful. But you are living inside the covenant. So you have to interpret every problem through the covenant. And you have to see all the incident through the covenant. Then you will see that God has promised and will fulfill all the answers that He has given to you.
Uh,
And Moses raised 12 spies, one from each tribe, to go and spy on the lands. And they're representatives, but they're not anyone. They are the most important chiefs of their own tribe. In other words, people see them as people of faith. And those are the leaders, those are the disciples. But they really all hold on to the covenant. They lost the covenant in front of their reality. And they lose hold of the covenant in front of their problems, incidents, and difficulties. And they continue to have the incorrect misinterpretation. And they see things from their own eyes without the promise of God. And rightfully so, they fall into disbelief. But look at Joshua and Caleb. They never lost hold of the covenant. And they held on to the covenant of God to the very end, regardless of any situation, and they interpreted every problem through the covenant. And what is that covenant of God? From when God called Moses, God promised that Canaan is already given to you. It's what God has promised. Covenant is not something that you make up or try to achieve. Covenant is not something that you make. No, covenant is the message of God that He gives to us. It's the promise that God gave to us that He will fulfill. That's the covenant. And because it is God who promised it and spoke to it, that's why He will fulfill it without a struggle pen being changed. And so that's the covenant that you have to hold on to. It does not matter what environment you're in. The fulfillment of God's covenant cannot be stopped by the problems or incidents that you face. It's the promise that God Himself will fulfill. You have to believe in that and obey and follow that word of God. And then who will work? God Himself will work. And God will give us the evidence. And God will answer us. And that is the faith that you have to restore every single day. Even if the cities look large and strong, it will collapse. Because God already promised to Moses that He would give him the land of Canaan. Joshua chapter 1 verse 3, God says to Joshua, and He said, I have given you the land. That's what God said to Joshua when He raised him as a leader. God said, I have given it to you, and no one can go against you. And this is the promise that God gave to Joshua. And no one could compete against you. And so the Anakites, the land of Canaan, is actually already conquered by God. And Joshua chapter 14, verse 9. This is what Caleb says. Actually, in verse 10, he says that this is the land that God has promised me 45 years ago. Right, Caleb talks about the promise that he received from God 45 years ago about this land. That means that Caleb never lost or forgot about the promise that God gave him.
광야에서부터 이 홍해를 건너고 광야에서부터 오는 모든 과정 속에서도 한 번도 하나님의 언약을 놓친 적이 없어요.
He never lost or he never forgot the covenant God gave him even in the midst of wars and hardships in those 45 years in the wilderness. Right? They were in the wilderness for 40 years. And he heard and he witnessed many people have disbelief and died. But Joshua, Caleb, their tribes never perished. And they continued to hold on to the faith of God's covenant. Right, after when they entered Canaan, they first faced Jordan River. But even in the Jordan River, Joshua and Caleb was up front. And they did not see the Jordan River physically. They saw everything that stood in front of them with the eyes of the covenant. And so no matter how strong the current of the river was, Joshua and Caleb knew that they were going to cross it. They did not see only the reality. They didn't only see the environment. They didn't see the problem of right of what's in front of them. They're not looking at what's happening right now. But what did they see? They saw the promise that God already promised them. And that's why they held up the Ark of the Covenant and took one step into the river. And just like God promised, the Jordan River splits. It's the same to Jericho and the Ai's. And they even fought against the United Armies of the Amorites. And they faced these actual problems and their reality. But they saw every incident through the eyes of the covenant and they realized that it was not a problem. And we call that holding on to the covenant. Right? To see it that way means that you really hold on to the covenant. If you think that's not going to work and have disbelief, then you're not holding on to the covenant. Right, it seems impossible from your experiences, from the reality, and from, you know, being common sense, but that's not the covenant. It's okay if I can't do it. It's okay if I'm scared. Yeah, it's okay if the problem is not solved, even if I worked hard for it. Simply put, you don't need your strength in the covenant. Just hold on to God's promise and do it. And practice it. And God will answer you. That's the covenant. Because covenant is not something that you do. Covenant is the promise of God that He will fulfill through you. And you have to hold on to that promise of God with faith. And you will not sway. You have to restore this faith. That's faith. And that's the covenant. But you look at your reality, you look at your environment, and look at your standard. And you think it's going to work, and you think it's not going to work, then you're just like the 10 spies who fell into this belief. Right, Joshua and Caleb, they're saying that did not God promise us to give this land 45 years ago? Did God not promise us that He will give us all the land that we step our foot on? And so they interpret the problem and the reality with God's promise. Right? Today, when you hold on to the covenant, then you must be able to solve all our problems with the covenants. If you interpret with your level, you'll be oppressed by it. You'll be overwhelmed. You're going to be scared. And think you're going to lose your profits. Or think like it's not going to work. But that's all your standard. And that's the moment where you're forgetting the covenant. Right? Covenant is not something that you make up and that you fulfill. Covenant is something that God has one-sidedly given to us. He gave it to us even though we were weak. He gave it to us even though we have lots of problems. And God knows our standard and our level. God knows our limits. And He still one-sidedly gave him the covenant, saying that He will fulfill it. So hold on to that covenant. And do not sway holding on to that covenant. That's when Joshua chapter 1, God really emphasizes this word, that I am with you. And do not go right or left away from the word of God. Do not be afraid. And God spoke of the most important things in chapter 1. So I bless in Jesus Christ that you apply this faith into your life. But if you cannot apply the covenant into your life, then you will always live a self-centered life. If you cannot believe in the covenant, then you will always follow the world and follow the flesh. And that becomes the center of your life. And in the end, it will collapse. And being successful in the world is not actual success. True success is proclaiming the gospel, is saving people. And that's God's absolute goal for each and every one of us. If God forsakes Egypt, then Egypt collapses. If God works, Babylon will be crushed. Even a great empire like Rome will collapse if God forsakes them. Right? If God forsakes you because you lack the covenant, then you will perish. But it's okay if you're weak as long as you hold on to the covenant. Because the Almighty God is at work. And God will overturn the entire world even through one individual. So it's not about our zeal. It's about holding onto the covenant and not swaying. And always interpreting through the word of God. And interpreting through the covenant and not swaying. And still seeing the works of God. And all the evidence is hidden there. So please enjoy this blessing. I'm sure every single one of you have your individual problems and your family issues and your family line and household and children issues and business issues or work issues and studies. And there's so much strong things like the Anakites that will not collapse easily with our zeal and diligence. There's so much problems in our lives that has a strong foothold. But God says He has already given it to you. Even if there's a great city, a stronghold, right, and giants there, God says He has already given it to us. That's God's promise. And God will save Japan through the one who has the gospel. Through one person who has the gospel, the household will be saved. Through the one person with the gospel, the family, the business studies, everything will be revived. No matter what problem arises in your environment, it's all right. Through one person with the covenant, God will use that person to save that household and that family. And God will save all of you through you. Having this assurance means that you have held onto the covenant. No, I tried it, but it didn't work. Or it was difficult. And that's why you don't even challenge, and you give up beforehand, and just live your life. Yeah, most people live a life without the covenants. It means they still do not understand the covenants. And if you do not understand the covenant, then rightfully you're going to live with what you have, and that's why you're going to live diligently, you're going to live with your zeal. But diligent zeal without the gospel only brings problems to you. But if you really hold on to the covenant, the correct covenant, and work hard, then amazing works will take place. So you have to work hard holding on to the covenant. If you want to live a zeal life, then hold on to the covenant first and live that zeal life. And you must not be diligent in zeal with your emotions. But please enjoy the blessing of the covenant. Moses was a man whose life was edited. And you know the term edit. Right, you're editing out all the unnecessary things. And you're only leaving behind what is absolutely necessary. That's editing. All your scars, they're unnecessary. Unbelief, worries, before God, it's unnecessary. Arrogance and motives, your goals, those are all unnecessary. If those things prevent you from holding onto the covenant, then you have to quickly edit that out. Then how much do you edit? The gospel must become my life. The gospel is solution to all my problems. Right, the gospel didn't only save your flesh, it saved your soul. And so the gospel must be edited in me as my life. And God's word must become the standard of my life. Not listen to the words of people, but you have to follow God's word. Please follow the word of God, not the atmosphere. You have to follow God's word. And you have to edit it into having the nature of following God's word. And every moment, you have to edit so that you can enjoy that God is with you. We have to edit ourselves with the status and the authority that God has given to us. Every single day, you have to enjoy the status and the authority that God has given to you. This is what must be edited. Right, Moses understood at age 80. And he did his ministry for the last 40 years. And if it gets Moses from the last 40 years of his life, he continued to have this communion with God where he edited God's word into him. And look at the five books that Moses wrote. Starting from the creation until conquering Canaan. You see God use him as the leader and as the minister that was used to save many people, and that was edited in him. And it's not complete if you edit it once. You have to edit again and again. We have been edited with the gospel, but we might still have our scars left in us. Right? We still have a lot of our thoughts and our old thoughts still in us. That's why Moses, he always went up Mount Horeb. He always went up Mount Sinai. And there he always received God's word. And he saw himself through the gospel. He always prayed to God. And really held on to the covenant. And he was prepared to the point where he can give answers to anyone with the covenant. And below him, there was a disciple like Joshua. And he was also edited. And they live a life always centered on the tabernacle and the tent of meeting. And they had the designs, their life was designed by living a life centered on the tabernacle and the tent of meeting. Now, for you to really save the 237 nations, you have to restore worship and restore prayer and restore the Word of God. And you have to always receive grace. You have to always gain spiritual strength. And you have to restore and enjoy the spiritual strength that God gives to you. And that strength is what saves the 237 nations. How are you going to do Japan evangelization? Let's evangelize, but is it enough with evangelism? Can you evangelize just with your words? No, we actually meet people. And we meet each individual. And each individual has their own issues. And they're living with the 12 states of a non-believer. And they're seized by that. Then what answer must you give to them? The gospel that's that you prepared. The prepared word of God. The word that can save that person's life. The word that can break down that force of darkness. That prayer that can break down the force of darkness. And the evangelism that can change that person's worldly nature into a nature of evangelism. A person that can edit that with every single day with the word of God. They're the ones who will be used for world evangelization. You cannot save anyone if you're not prepared with the word of God. Simply put, events are not going to take place because you don't have the answer to give. That's why you have to prepare the word of God. Then you have to design with the word of God. And you have to really design as the evangelist. You have to design as the one who saves people. And Moses did this editing, this planning, and this designing really well. And through him, and God brings him into the brink of Canaan and raises a disciple. Then what must you do with this? Every day, pray the prayer of the remained ones. Prayer of the remained ones. And every day pray the prayer of the pilgrim. And pray the prayer of the conqueror. Prayer is nothing else. This is what prayer is about. And then number two, your eyes will open. And you have to see Canaan in a new way. Caleb saw Canaan in a new way. Right, they went through the wilderness, came to Canaan, went through Jordan, Jericho, Ai, and the Amorites, and now the last place for them to conquer is the Anakites. But even at the very end, what does everyone do? They see the reality. And they saw the strong city walls. And they saw the giants living there. And they saw the environment and they were melted with fear. And there was no one who can go up front and fight them. Everyone's trying to go back. But that's when Caleb, who always enjoyed the answer, confessed. I'm 85 right now. But when I was 45, God has given me the grace, and God has promised me through Moses that He will give me this land. And God could have called my life any time in the last in the past 40 years, but He continued to lead me up until now, and there's a reason why God still allowed me to remain here. There's a reason why God extended my life up until now. And what is that? Lord, give me the land of the Anakites. That's the person that holds on to the very end. Even when everyone else is running away, afraid, and wants to go back. But people who's edited themselves, planned and designed through the word prayer evangelism, they hold on to the covenant to the very end. That's the person with the covenant. That's the disciple. And you must be that disciple. Walk of faith is not about living with methods. It's not a time for you to use humanism. It's God-centered lifestyle. God-centered. God-centered on God's word. Centered on the gospel. And every problem and incident, do not look at it from your stand. You have to see everything through the eyes of the gospel. That's the person that changes their eyes to see the problem. And they will see differently. The reason why God extended my life, got in my life up until now, you know, through these many, many incidents and many wars, is because God promised that He'll give me the land of the Anakites.
Amen. Amen. 그래서 가장 중요한 게 여러분이 편집이 되는 게 중요해요.
And so the most important is for you to have this editing.
여러분이 하루 아침에 편집이 된다.
And you cannot edit yourself in just a day.
계속 말씀드리면서
You have to continue to listen to God's word, just like Moses received God's word and edited his life at Mount Horeb, Mount Sinai. You have to continue to hold on to the pulpit message and really edit yourself. And do this every single day. Then your standard, your level goes away. And you realize it's God's promise. And if my situation like this, if God works, it's over. So please believe in God's power and challenge. That's the editing that must take place in you. Don't try to do things with what you have. Faith restores all things. Because you believe that God is going to work. And these eyes will open. And these people, it's okay if they stand in front of the Jordan River. And it's okay for them to stand before Jericho. It's okay for these people to stand in front of AIs. It's okay if they fight against the Amorites. And these people are okay if they, even if they have to go against the Anakites. Because they have the eyes to see all the incidents through the covenant without swaying.
Amen.
So walk of faith is really nothing else. It's how much you're gospelized. That's how much your spiritual eyes will open. No matter how much you worship and pray, if you're not gospelized, when these problems come to you, you will crumble and you'll fall into disbelief, right? In the time of Moses and this age, it's all the same spiritually. That's about to imprint yourself in the gospel and imprint the covenant and roots down yourself in the covenant. And to become a person of the covenant, a nature of the covenant, you have to really imprint, because that's the only way. The path to world evangelization is not that easy. It's not just good things on the way. At times it's a path to the cross. At times you have to sacrifice, right? At times you have to devote. At times you might die. At times you might be imprisoned. It's that path we are walking. But what happens to those who live their life in a humanistic way? When you face these issues, rightfully you're going to say your disbelief, your unbelief. Then what strength are you going to conquer Canaan and do world evangelization? That's why correctly hold on to the covenant. And I bless in Jesus Christ that you will hold on to the covenant. Your past, it's finished. Your present is finished. Your future, it's all finished. Look at Caleb. His past was already finished.
He
says, well, I'm 85, but 40 years ago, when I was still 45, God promised to give me this land of the Anakites. So he says, Lord, give me this land. That's right now, right? And he says, the land that God promised to give to us. That's the future. If you look at Caleb, his past, present, future, it's already finished. And he really saw his past, present, future through the covenant. I'm sure you still have scars of your past. I'm sure there's still issues that make you sad thinking about the past. And you're still going to be sad if you don't do anything about it. You're going to always suffer because of that. So think, why did God give you the gospel in this generation, in this age, to you? You have to have the correct interpretation of your past, of your scars of the past. You have to see your past through the gospel, through the covenant. I'll say again, covenant is not something that you make up for your sake. You can't walk that path. There's limits to that. That's why that's not the covenant. What's the true covenant? It's what God has promised to you. Hold on to that and please be victorious. Last number three. So what you must always enjoy, it's yourself. Every single day the triune God is with me. You have to enjoy this. Look at Numbers 27 verse 28. Numbers 27 verse 18. It says Joshua was a man of the Spirit of God. Who is this Joshua? Joshua was a man filled with the Spirit of God. Every single day must be filled by the Holy Spirit and gain spiritual strength and actually experience God's power. and you become the one filled with the Spirit of God. That's your answer. So please enjoy this blessing.
Amen.
Your status never changes. The authority that God has given to you never collapses. So that's why you have to always confirm and enjoy your status and authority, your identity. But what is our nature? We try to do as much as we have our strength. In other words, we try to do with what we have. But if you don't have anything, then you give up. And you say you can't do it. And you fall into disbelief. And everything becomes difficult. And that has become our nature. And before you do something, you first think about it and you're seized by your thoughts. And your hearts become very worried and fear. Because we always think about environments and our situation. But in the world, that's normal. But I'm very sorry to say, that's not the covenant. You're not believing in the Creator God who created nothing, who created everything out of nothing. God created ourselves, God created us with His own image, and He blessed us. And when God called Abraham, He also blessed them as a source of all blessings. And through Jesus Christ, all our problems have been solved, and every aspect of that children of God has been restored. And we have been created anew, as a new creation. We have received recreation. Then, you must not think physically. You must not think only about your environment. And your faith should not go up and down with what you have or what you don't have. It has nothing to do with that. If it is God's covenant, if it is God's promise, if it is where God's will is, then you obey God. Right? That's Caleb. That's Joshua. In the end, it's through those individuals that God conquered Canaan. It's the same in this generation as well. God could have easily called rich individuals to do world evangelization, yet God called us. Well, then why did God call us if we're not as rich as the wealthy people? That means that God has power, that He doesn't need our wealth. Right? He has the authority to give us His blessings. And no matter what disease you have, He has the power to heal it. And that's why He called us, because He knows He has power. And admitting that God is God and God has power, that's faith. And you're not looking at your environment. Physically, if you look at the environment, you will be deceived. So don't be. Believe that if God works, it's finished. And Paul enjoyed that well the most. And that's why Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. Please restore that faith. Right, the Anakites, they're very large, they're very strong, and their cities is very well fortified, right? But God already promised that I have given you that land. So these things are false images. These things only deceive us. It deceives our thoughts, it deceives our hearts, and it deceives our faith, because we see it.
그러나 하나님의 언약은
But it does not matter if the cities are larger and larger, a thousand times larger, it does not matter for God's covenant. Because God already promised, He has given you the land of Canaan. God has already conquered it. Now hold on to that promise of God. And even if you face these issues and problems, like Canaan, and Jordan, Jericho, yeah, no matter how much these problems come to you, always interpret with the gospel that has been edited in you. Edit the word of God and edit the status and authority of God. And to these people who are edited with the gospel, the word of God, and the status and authority, these problems are not problems for them, right? Now, you individually have to restore this faith, then you will be victorious over the actual problems that you face in your life. Isn't that faith? So please restore that faith. But if you lose hold of this, then you'll always be deceived by your environment, by your situation, by what you see, by the environment, and you're losing hold of God and the promise of God. But with this blessing today, I bless in Jesus Christ that you restore and start your prayers. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you. Through this Wednesday night service, we thank you for granting us the precious word of God. Covenant is something that we make up and that we fulfill. But covenant is the one-sided promise that you have given to us and that you promised to fulfill as well. So please, let us hold on to that covenant and always edit ourselves with the gospel. And have the planning through the word of through prayer. And design the field so that we can leave a masterpiece through the word and prayer. And change our eyes to see the problems correctly. And help us to interpret through the gospel and the covenants. They really experience the triune God who works from His throne that transcends time and space. And help us to challenge for the sake of 2D7 evangelization. And please grant us new spiritual strength today. And grant us new strength so that we can challenge to save Japan as well. And please work upon all the believers so that they can remain inside the gospel. And help us so they can pray 24 hours and experience the power of God, the power of 25 that transcends ourselves. And really have an entrance at the time schedule of eternity that never collapses. And we think and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.